Will the seeker of God be content to be far? Nay, for he needeth no less than union. The true seeker hath a sign on his face. A light shineth gleaming upon his forehead. Ever near is he, courteous, reverential, resolute, forbearing before censure, true friend honouring. His purpose all purposes transcendeth. Naught can prevent him, the steep he seeth as level. He hath no aim aside from his mark. Longing for family diverteth him not, nor blame. Fair his description, he needeth no other but this, most excellent, that he seeketh the truth. Whoso is its seeker, he maketh his quest sole object of his eyes. Then strippeth he his soul of all faults he can detect, and when stripped, robeth it in their opposites. God's slave at each time and place, his bounden debt of worship fulfilling, he addeth thereunto of his own free will, until the truth is his hearing, sight, tongue and utterance, and hands and feet. He dieth before his death to live in his Lord, since after this death is the supreme migration. He calleth himself to account ere he be called, he herein most fitted to act for the truth. The truth's being he seeth before his own, and after it, and wheresoever he turn. Alone God was, and with him naught else. He is now as he was, lastly as firstly, essentially one, with naught beside himself, inwardly hidden, outwardly manifest, without beginning, without end. Whate'er thou seest, seest thou his being, absolute oneness, no but hath, and no except. How should God's essence be confined with a veil? No veil there, but his light.